DJ.
You do? 150 million
people. That's all. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, cooking up fresh seafood. Let me tell you, if you haven't ever been here, easy to get to right off I-65. Take the North Boulevard exit, then take the first exit. That'll be Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right 3 times. That's right, right, and right again. Follow that to the end of the road. You'll find us, cook up fresh seafood. You'll also go by with the new RV park we got opened up. So if you got company coming in town for the holidays, we got a spot for them down here on the river. They can come down here. Bring their RV, come over here and get some good food. And if the weather's pretty, bring your boat down here and hit the river or rent a pontoon boat. We got it all covered. And then you can get down here on Sunday afternoon, some live music. This week, Terry Hanks in town, award-winning sax player, some fine blues singer-songwriter. Y'all, we're going to have a good time. So we're looking for you to get down here soon. Be sure you come hungry, a fryer, a steamer, and a grill. Know we got something good for you from the Gulf, so come on down here. We're looking for you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a cold start to this week, we have a little warming trend to look forward to. Today, a good bit of sunshine, high temperature around 63. That's a start. Tonight will be chilly, but not quite as cold as last night, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a little warmer, middle 60s, dry, mostly sunny. Chance of showers late Thursday night, but a better chance of rain on Friday. And then over the weekend, highs in the 60s, dry Saturday, maybe a couple of showers around on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exists for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Jay Quillinette.
Well, you're really impatient. We're just sitting down. News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. Jay Quillinette is here. How about this?
He is en route.
En route. Rosie's here. It's happy hour.
And here they are.
Jennifer, please clap.
First things first. Since I've known you, you've reminded me of somebody.
Oh, God.
And I've never been able to figure out who it is. A famous person.
Ooh, somebody famous.
Somebody who's famous and hot.
Oh, well, thank you.
If I may be so
Is it because I look like an adult today? Because I actually had to do, like, real lawyer stuff.
Oh, man. You're really good at that real lawyer stuff. That's what I've heard from...
I try.
People who have retained you. Patricia Heaton.
Patricia Heaton. I will take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
I will take that and run with it.
For some reason, I've been... I never watched Everybody Loves Raymond while it was on. Not for any reason.
Yeah.
I just wasn't a disciplined primetime guy. Plus, my hours don't really work with that. But I've been watching it lately because I've watched Andy Griffith to death.
Stop with the Andy.
I'm not going to watch the news because the news is total bullshit. I don't want to. Why do we have Fox on here? Lawmakers question constitutional scholars. What a total exercise in turdism this is. That's
I love how it was like an education on constitutional law this morning, though. Like, I watched it for a brief moment in time, and it was comical to me because it was like educating them on things they should have already known.
That, and they are denying the president of the United States every single exercise in due process. He can't call witnesses. He can't. This is a Stalinist deal.
It's not going to go anywhere, though.
No.
Like, it's a gigantic waste of taxpayers' time and money.
And I really believe the number of people who are buying into this is shrinking by the day.
Like, who... I want to know, like, can somebody call in that actually is buying into this? Like, I would just like to hear from one educated caller that really thinks that there is something to this. And I want to know, like, what their opinion is.
All right, we will not... be mean to you.
No, I mean, I won't even say anything back. I'm just curious to hear an educated, well-formulated argument that isn't emotionally
even
based.
If somebody calls with a well-formulated argument, you know what it is? They just don't like him. And we have devolved into a people that puts, not all of us, obviously, but personalities. But I wasn't a celebrity. I always respected what Trump did. He saved New York City. And they treat him like crap.
But now Bloomberg's in the race.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you love his ad where he's like the 9/11, all of the imagery of the 9/11, and it's like, what?
He wasn't...
Like, you had nothing to do with this.
That was Rudy.
And how he had, like, the overnight professional, like, three-minute commercial. Like, he knew this was coming. Come on, man.
Well, I think he was somebody...
He's a schmuck. Can I say that on the radio?
You know what the You know what the Democratic field is now with the
Barron,
with the whore out of the race, meaning Kamala Harris. Pardon me.
Which where did that come from? Like I saw that last night on the news, and I was like, I really didn't see that coming.
Oh no! Over the weekend, her chief staffer quit and said, "I have never seen
somebody
a more
so horrible,
horrible person," and. I likened it yesterday, and you tell me if this is a wrong-headed metaphor, for lack of a better term.
Gosh, where's this going?
That when parents advise their daughters, if they're going out on a dinner date with a new guy, observe how he treats the server. If he's really nice and
absolutely.
Gracious. If he's not, you don't want to see him anymore.
Absolutely. If he's not nice to the server, he won't be nice to you.
So,
and he has no home training.
If her staff says she was abusive, a bitch, basically.
Yeah. Can you say that on the radio?
I just did.
Okay. So you can say
and
bitch on
And you will
the
defend
radio.
Me in court
I,
when
I would.
I'm fired for saying it.
You're not going to get fired. For that.
Can you look at the palm of my hand and tell me how long I'm going to live? That is a pretty
I didn't
long
bring
life
my
thing.
Magic, my magic crystal ball today, but...
So... When your staff abandons you before you can even exit the race, that tells you everything you need to know. She had no clue. And what do we have now? What are the Democrats always lecturing the rest of us about?
What are they not lecturing the rest of us
about? Well, this is true. But mostly, you're all racist and you're all xenophobes, like Trump said in that clip. Take a look at the remaining field.
Right. I think the only chance they have to show that they're not a bunch of racist bigots is, like, Buttigieg. Because he's, like, the moderate, like, openly gay. But he's still, like, white Anglo-Saxon American. You know what I mean? Like, he still looks like everybody else.
There's that.
Hey, Dana.
Hi.
I really don't want a candidate who tells me, think of the gayest thing. I don't want to think about the gayest thing.
He still reminds me of Elf on a Shelf.
We're talking about Mayor Pete. I think he's so cute.
Isn't he the cutest little, like, I don't want him running my country, but he's just a cute little elf.
No, but, like, you
want
to, like, pat him on the head.
He's like, oh, hey, Pete. Like, you could go get a craft beer with him, like, but at Pine Bar.
He's,
but
like,
that's about
pretty,
it.
Though.
I wouldn't.
I mean,
because
I would.
He'd hit on me.
He would. I'm not concerned. Like,
what are you rolling your eyes for, Rosie?
Rosie's, like, inflated opinion of herself.
I was told.
Out of everybody in this room, Greg's the one he's hitting on. He wants nothing to do what's on this side of the table.
I was told that I'm a good-looking guy, you know.
He's married.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But you know what, Rosie? I deal with people every day that are married.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Just
that,
saying.
That, I forget what famous person said it. It was sort of like, he just said, you know what, on this the whole idea of gay marriage, he said, let him have the same misery the rest of us do. And you've seen that. I mean, obviously, they're not all gay marriages work out.
No, and you know what? Like, a marriage is a marriage and a divorce is a divorce.
And we'll take your money.
We will take your money.
So you do,
we are open
gay,
opportunity.
Straight, whatever. We'll emphasize that
when I talk about you, that Delkin Tomlinson.
That we'll take your money? I hope that's not what you tell people.
You're special. No. That you're specialists in one regard, but you're more than capable, based on my personal eyewitnessry. That's another word.
Eyewitnessry. I'll take it.
You can represent anybody.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Happy now, Dana?
Yes. She is.
We're going to have a conversation with you in a moment about something else.
Good times.
Is it about Mississippi?
Let's take this call from Red Top.
He has a question for Jake Whelan.
Oh, no. He's singling me out.
Hey, first question. If you are Jake Whelan, how come Dana is not Deanna?
And that's a good question.
That is a fair question.
Yes, and so we have been, there's been a skewing of the rules here. So Deanna and Jake Whelan, with what's going on in Congress, and I've listened to the opening statements of these guys, and it's just slanderous and outright twisting and lying.
It's sick. And why is Fox sickening. Wasting our time with this?
It is sickening. And
on old Bill O'Reilly shows, I'd rather watch that than this garbage, this little, oh, I don't want to watch Home Shopping Network.
No, that's not Home Shopping, that's Wendy Williams.
Do you guys see in the future anything changing with the Congress or the laws or something? The Congress has become a lawless institution. They don't have to follow financial laws. They can bounce checks. They have privileges, and they can just slander and lie to anybody, considering how this has been taken to the beyond nth degree for the first time in our history. Do you feel there's any legal repercussions or anything that can be done to kind of quell this stuff, or are we just kind of stuck with this situation?
So the short of it is, and in the interest of full disclosure, Dana can't hear anything right now. She's having issues with her headphones.
That's Deanna, by the way.
Deanna. she couldn't hear that. I'll explain that to her in a minute.
What do you got over there?
But
I can't hear.
Sorry, we have
anything.
A sidebar going on here.
But just remember the cup.
Yes and no. I do think that after this dog and pony show is over and done, we should see some sort of radical change. That being said, you have to remember that they get to pass their own resolutions. So at the end of the day, until we vote these schmucks out of office and we have people that genuinely care about the well-being of our country and us, you know, going forward, then you're going to have the same shenanigans that you're having right now.
You don't have to live with it.
But I do think that if this backfires in November and people get out there and we start to see a change, I do think that you will get people in office and have a radical change. But right now we're stuck with this.
Yeah, we're being screwed. They are gaming the system. Nobody's watching.
I just turned it off. So, I'm waiting for Oprah.
I am more upset that it's like running into my daytime, you know, smut dramas than what's actually going on, because that's more entertaining than this is.
And it seems like you guys need headphones more than anything.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Red Top.
Thank you.
Dana, the pair I gave you, are they working?
Yes, she can hear now. Yes.
All right. The foam part on the inside, those are my old ones. It's glued on. So you have to kind of, it's sort of like having a bra with one of the cups glued in place.
How many bras have you handled with the cup glued in place,
Craig? He's none. Or he wouldn't say that.
I'm like, what in the world?
It's the only thing I've come in with in pairs that has foam.
Moving on.
Could have just been like, be careful, but we had to
I'm
take
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry. I hope you didn't take it.
By the way, Dana, be careful with your glued-in cup earphone.
Yeah. Handle it with kid gloves.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
I was trying to make a metaphor or an analogy. Yes. 322 John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Why should you go there? I'll tell you why. Because they carry the very best paint. Richards for the interior and John Lee's own brand, Solarproof for the exterior. Products, look, they've been in business for 3.5 decades for a very good reason. The quality of their products, the staff that can answer any question you have, and of course the professionals, they quote a price on a job. They know they need to use a paint that's going to accomplish the goal the first time they do it and not have to go back and redo it, because that's time lost. You can't go back to a customer after you've quoted a price and say, well, you know, I didn't figure on this crap anyway. That doesn't work. So for the do-it-yourselfer, you want to make sure you're doing it right, using the right rollers, brushes, patching holes, and things like that. They can sell you what you need and tell you how to do it properly. It's a great business. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. John Lee Paints, please tell Charles Bubba Turner. Hear about him here.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you can dream it, we can make it. And we can get it done by Christmas. Now, we've made our $99 Christmas specials, and they're there for you. But if you want something totally custom for yourself, one of a kind, come in to us at Marguerite's. Even up to the last minute, we're going to be able to probably make that for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we make it at the best quality at the best price. Marguerite's, we're in the Peptree Shops. We really appreciate your business, and we're really good at what we do. Come see us for Christmas. We appreciate that. Come visit Marguerite's. Thank you very much.
Looking for the perfect gift? Then look no further than your local Ace for lots of perfect gift ideas. Whether it's Steel, Milwaukee, Traeger, Weber, or Yeti, you'll find all these great brands and more in one great place, your neighborhood Ace. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can buy online and pick up in store or get it delivered from your local Ace. This Saturday, don't miss a chance to meet Santa at our neighborhood Christmas party from 11 to 2. Get great deals and more when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Dashing to Boot Barn to get Ariat Christmas gifts. Ariat boots for him and her. It's the first gift on their list. $20 off select Ariat boots. What fun it is to unwrap the West. Visit Boot Barn tonight.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Only 21 days to Christmas, just 3 weeks till it's here. Go buy something better than the trash that you bought last year.
Doesn't it seem like Thanksgiving was a month ago?
I can't even start to explain how stressed I am about Christmas.
Why?
I have so much to do. And my tree died last night out of nowhere.
What?
2-year-old tree, like super nice. My parents got it for me as like an early Christmas present, and it like crapped the bed last night. We plugged it in and 90% of the lights are out.
Probably because you keep it up till June.
No, this one this one wasn't the one that I kept up all year. This was the new one.
I have one that's up all year.
See, that's usually me, but this one was a new one, and we took it down the last 2 years, and we went to plug it in, and it was like a fuse, but like all the fuses. Like, it wasn't just like change a couple lights, you know, those little sample ones they give you?
That whole thing that you can change the fuse on a string of light, it's totally bogus. I've tried it with big lights, little lights. It doesn't work. Yeah. Once they're dead, they're dead.
So I had like an epic Christmas meltdown last night. So we turned on like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's what you're gonna do.
And I drank like a couple glasses of wine and said, tomorrow's a new day.
That's from Gone with the Wind, not Christmas Vacation.
I know, but I'm just saying, tomorrow's a new day.
Here's a Christmassy name, Bert!
Hey, Greg. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought about you the other night.
There's kids listening.
No. One of Greg's and my favorite movies was on the other night. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Aww. And yeah. So listen, I got a little bit different opinion on this. You know, when you run for office, you have to sign a pledge to the party. You can't just pay your money and get on the ballot. You sign a pledge to support their agenda.
So Democrats pledged to Karl Marx when they sign up to run.
Well, you know, it almost sounds like it. It really does.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. And you know, people with common sense like us, they look at it and say, "How in the world, you know, can anybody support these crazy ideas when they have absolutely nothing?" Well, part of it is trying to get rid of Trump, but even these people can't be that stupid. They can't really believe deep down inside that they can really get rid of him. Here's what I think the flip side of that is. When you take office and you do everything you can for the country as opposed to the party.
Yeah.
Everything you can for the country, guess who gets credit? Well, you don't get credit for it. The president gets credit for it. So if all of these Democrats were really, really, really working hard for this country and things are getting so much better and improving so much, Donald Trump would be getting the the credit for it. So their attack on him is twofold. Number one, let's keep all this mess stirred up over here so that we can make him look bad. To the best of our ability.
That's
and the other thing is, it's failing.
They're not making him look bad to anybody except the people that already don't like him.
Well, I agree with you, but that's the flaw in their thinking. The thing is that, again, if they were advancing the agenda of the country, then Trump would be getting credit for it, and they certainly don't want that. So I think we're going to continue to see this craziness until he ends his next 4-year term in office.
I'll be real surprised if they vote on this.
Well, here's my prediction, though. Like, and you're absolutely right, except for the fact that the country continues to get better, even with this oppression that they keep putting on him. So, I mean, can you just imagine if we all just, like, got along for a minute and worked together, what we could achieve? Because
it'd be amazing.
He's doing right. All of this with all of this pushback.
And a lot of Republicans that are weak in the knees, too.
And so it's like, if we could just pull our heads out of our butts and realize for a second that we're all on the same team, we could get back to watching daytime soaps and, like, doing other things.
I'm with you 100%. Listen, just wanted to throw my 2 cents worth in. At any rate, just remember this. It's a wonderful life.
It is a wonderful life.
It is.
That's why when that movie is on, I get very emotional. Because I was George Bailey. I stood on the bridge. I did.
I feel you.
And like George Bailey, I went in the water. But divine intervention.
It's at the Capri this weekend on the big screen.
I'm not going to go cry in public.
I am going. I want to see it on the big screen.
Continue to just cry in private, Greg. It's okay.
No, it's that I have been and probably still am George Bailey, but I'm out of danger. I don't need to be institutionalized.
Yet.
I can always call Clarence.
Clarence. So from an old friend. 3:32, we're going to take our first look at traffic here in just a second. When we come back, I have a, and there's always a new one, right?
What?
A relation, a divorce-inspiring situation that I want to get your take on. And we're also going to talk to Dana about her Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh,
good times.
In a football game she went to.
Yes.
And that's all coming up. So stay tuned for the fun. It's 3:32.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update for you. I-65 and 85 are rolling at a speed limit clip through downtown Montgomery, and everybody seems to be doing fine. We do have moderate to heavy traffic on 65 northbound to Cobbsford Road. Be careful if you're on the interstates, no accidents there. East and East South Boulevard are very heavy right now in Montgomery. Taylor Road a little bit congested from I-85 back to Vaughan. Atlanta Highway a little busy at the lights, and that's about it. We have no accidents to report at this time. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbsford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense, and they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with 3 locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
At Aaron's, we love the holiday spirit. The kindness, the giving, the sharing. For us, that spirit has no season. It's always there in those doing good all year round. That's why we approve good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? Okay. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want flexible payment options? Sure. Lease to own top brands. Delivery is free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer odor control. Also available in heavy duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood.
Charges have been upgraded against William Chase Johnson. He's the 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Lowndes County District Attorney Charlotte Tesmer says Johnson's charges have been upgraded to capital murder. He's being held without bond. Selma is a step closer to announcing its new police chief. The selection committee has narrowed the candidates down to three finalists. They are former Butler County Sheriff Kenny Harden, Selma Police Lieutenant Kenta Fulford, and Dr. Stephanie Stewart of the Department of Pardons and Parole. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says someone broke into the Macon County Road and Bridge Department shop, then set a dump truck on fire. This happened at the shop on Alabama Highway 199. No one was hurt, no arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information that could help authorities solve this crime, call the Macon County Sheriff's Office. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, hi, everybody. Better news as our temperatures continue to moderate. It'll be chilly tonight, but not quite as cold as it has been. The overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow, a little warmer than today. High temperature in the middle 60s. A good bit of sunshine around. Now, there could be some showers coming in by late Thursday night in the overnight hours, but a better chance of rain on Friday. And then over the weekend, we'll be in the 60s, dry on Saturday. A couple of showers possible by Sunday. A better chance Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CBNS Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here comes menopause, here comes menopause, my wife's gone insane. Yelling and screaming with hot flashes, she's just not the same. Moods are changing, there's complaining, nothing's merry and bright. So get some Advil, give her space, and forget about sex tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Here comes menopause, here comes menopause, just like a freight train. Doors are slammed and things are thrown, so open up the veins. Wish it ends soon and she's better, you just don't want to fight. So jump in bed and cover your head and hope that she don't bite.
Oh,
ladies,
my.
Did you like that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my Atlanta.
It's just like, what do you even Google for that?
I know. Like, how do you find this?
Like, the most... Like the most offensive clips to older women.
I know.
Like,
oh.
And go.
And here we are.
Well, like the women that joined us at the pizza place last night, they didn't strike me as the type that would be snowflakes over something like that. It's just a joke.
Well, what's Menthol Myrtle or Menthol Meredith or whatever her name is? Let me tell you, she is my spirit animal.
We have a new one from her.
Like, when I listen to her, I'm like, yep.
You're my girl.
I do it.
She's getting a lot of traction.
I would get into a physical altercation with somebody at the Walmart on Black Friday. I mean, of all people, you know.
She would.
You know? I'm just saying, I listened to that yesterday, and I was like, yep. I'm not even...
That South Florida
I have pasted
comes
her
out,
in,
man.
I have pasted her in to come out of the next break.
All right, perfect.
Because Rosie likes Menthol Meredith, too.
She's legit. I mean, I'm not even mad.
We loved your clips. They're always funny.
So, Dana.
Yes.
Dana, if I'm not mistaken... Part of your Thanksgiving plan was to go to the Egg Bowl?
Yes.
That's a great name for a very important game.
Well, have you seen the trophy?
No.
Is it an egg?
It resembles an egg.
It does resemble an egg. Okay, and it's between Mississippi and Mississippi State?
Yeah, Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, wasn't it a Mississippi player that... celebrated a touchdown by pretending to be a dog and peeing on the field?
Yes, Ole Miss number 8.
Did you witness this?
I did.
And
all of us witnessed this.
Yeah.
And you know, like, that's the thing is, he
how did the crowd
been,
react when that happened? I didn't see any of that.
Well, because, you know, it was up on the Jumbotron, and Mississippi State, like, believe it or not, actually has, like, a huge Jumbotron.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, because at first, you know, people don't see it. And then you know, they replay it again and replay it again. But, you know, he could have been the big man on campus. Like, he could have been the guy that won the game for them.
And then he pissed it away.
He could have been the guy. Okay? Right. Like, the big man on campus.
Yeah, won the Egg Bowl.
And you had to do that. Like, what?
He screwed the pooch.
You know, those are not spontaneous things. These guys get together because they're all college students. You know, they're pretty smart. How can I draw the most attention to myself if I score a touchdown?
Well, and you kind of had to, like, think about it because it was the Bulldogs. Like, I mean, you know, like it...
Yeah, like it didn't make sense right away.
Right? Like, it wouldn't make sense if you were playing, like, Vandy like the Commodores, okay? Like, it only makes sense...
Then what do you do?
Then you sing Brick House.
I was going to say, do you do, like, a little jig?
But you know, like, it doesn't make sense like anybody else, but, like, when you're playing the Bulldogs, that makes sense. Like, you had to, like...
I never even thought of that. That never even occurred to me.
I thought it was against regulations to do any kind of celebratory.
Which I don't agree with that. I feel like celebrate it up, but still.
Yeah, no, the baseball's going through that too because these macho players, it's all about, I don't want to be shown up.
Listen, when your pitcher gives up a home run,
they don't want to see the batter flip the bat because they just kicked their butt. So the next time they're up, they buzz them with a 90-mile-an-hour rock under their chin, like, I'll teach you a lesson. One of these days, somebody's going to get killed.
Well, I mean, I think that if you score a touchdown or you hit a home run, you have your little celebration.
I like that there's a difference. That's just one of the differences between college and pro.
Like, when you do your little dance.
You know, like, when you graduate to the pros, then you can do that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, even then, it's, like, frowned upon. Like, do your little dance.
Well, yeah, no, the NFL has got kind of cracked down on those antics. I kind of agree. Have some fun. Celebrate. But they used to be fun. There was a guy that played for the Bengals, a franchise that hasn't won a game in, like, 20 years.
Didn't they just win a game?
Their first of the year, a guy was stuck on the roof
came,
of his house.
He came down off the roof. It was a big deal.
But they had a running back whose nickname was Iggy, and he did this little dance when he scored a touchdown. It was called the Iggy Shuffle, and they played in the Super Bowl, and it was a thing. That's okay. I don't have any problem with that. This, though, what's next?
Well, this is disrespect. I mean, like, this is just...
It's offensive.
It is.
And again, it's like, all about me.
Well, and to be fair, it didn't technically lose the game. The kicker missing it.
Well, but...
technically lost the game.
But had it not been but for that shenanigan,
he never should have put the kicker in that
position. They made the field goal exponentially. How do you like that word, huh?
Well, and a kicker thinks of a field goal and an extra point in two different ways. I mean, you know, like an extra point, like that's, you know, that's routine. But then
it's a mind game.
Yeah, it changes it to
a
field
psychological
goal,
difference.
And I'm still not sure whether
I'm a Mississippi State fan, so I was thrilled.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, she's fine with the outcome.
Yeah, so I was thrilled.
I've been wondering about it, but I didn't think it was worth wasting your time with a text. Hey, by the way, which side of the coin?
I'm on the right side of this one.
She's the ones that have the cowbells.
Yes.
Oh, more
cowbells. I always have to ask. The maroon ones, not the red, white, and blue ones.
Correct.
I see.
I have to ask constantly. I always forget.
I know. My husband hates the cowbells. I don't really notice them at this point, like, just because I've grown up around them, but my husband hates to go to the games because they're so loud, Dan.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
You know they play that before every game.
Do they really? Yeah,
they probably play it multiple times.
Yes, they play that before every game.
And then
game.
Does everybody start going like, ding, 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 ding?
So, you know, in Mississippi State, it was actually a thing, okay? Because whenever they tried to ban the noisemakers, it's a thing. Mm-hmm. And so up on the board, it'll say, like, make some noise, and you can ring your cowbell then. And then it'll tell you when not to ring. And so you get in trouble if you, like,
at least
ring.
It's a cowbell and not a vuvuzela. You know what those are, right? Remember the Olympics?
Years ago?
Before my time, Greg. What is what?
A vuvuzela?
I don't think either of you were still in high school when this is what a vuvuzela is.
Sounds like a swarm of bees.
And when the Olympics were in, was it South America, Argentina? I don't know. I don't remember.
It's like a didgeridoo is what it sounds like.
Where they have a deep appreciation for the vuvuzela. They brought them to the game and they just made constant noise.
They're in Rio.
But that was recently.
That was last time.
Well,
That's where Matt Lauer got in all of his trouble.
No, he got in all of his trouble over in the Winter Olympics.
There's a globe.
Just Russia.
Oh, was it? I thought it was in Rio.
No, he got in all of his trouble over in Russia.
I'm pretty sure he got in trouble both places.
Matt Lauer should be introduced by the wide world of sports, or sports, the spanning the globe. He was getting it everywhere.
I know. So who has jurisdiction over all those criminal behaviors?
I don't know. So far,
worldwide,
he's been mighty quiet now for a couple of years.
I know.
Oh, it was at the Sochi Olympics.
Sochi.
Remember when they didn't have like hotels and stuff built?
Yeah.
And like they were like,
yeah.
Well,
that
what
was
do you
a
expect
thing.
When you award the Olympics to a communist country?
Mm.
That's what you get.
Speaking of, who broke the American flag?
A communist.
Who was here?
I don't know.
There's like this like cute little
what
American
a
flag
schmuck.
Just like broken in half.
We're gonna mend this.
Speaking of communists, I gotta share a little bit of David Blackman's latest blog post because he does a brilliant job of pointing out who the real racists are in America. Like everything else they mirror. We'll get into that in just a second. At 347 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a place called Georgia Floors Direct. Great ideas are forever. 50 years isn't forever, but that's a darn good head start. And that's how long folks in the River Region have been going to Georgia Floors Direct looking for new flooring of all types, popular styles. This isn't a place where unwanted flooring goes to die. This is where the hot styles come. In fact, their Facebook page is a great resource for ideas for decorating your home. You'll get anything you want at a real wholesale price. Jeff Balanson and his merry band of floriers will help you navigate the unbelievable, the abundant choices that you'll see, but have a focused visit. And then they'll arrange installation with one of the pros they've been working with for years. You can't go wrong. That's why they haven't changed a formula that works not only for them, but most importantly for the flooring customers here in the River Region. On the Boulevard across from Lowe's, look them up on Facebook. Their page is great. 348.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
There's a Christmas rock show coming to Garrett Coliseum this weekend. No, not a concert. It's the Montgomery Gem and Mineral Society's 49th Annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show. You'll find all kinds of treasures. Friday from 9 till 6, Saturday from 10 till 6, and Sunday 11 to 5. Admission is only $2 each day, or get a weekend pass for only $3. Free parking and door prizes. Check out the displays and demonstrations from club members. For more information, visit MontgomeryGemAndMineralSociety.com.
Looking for the perfect gift? Then look no further than your local Ace for lots of perfect gift ideas. Whether it's Steel, Milwaukee, Traeger, Weber, or Yeti, you'll find all these great brands and more in one great place, your neighborhood Ace. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can buy online and pick up in store or get it delivered from your local Ace. This Saturday, don't miss a chance to meet Sam at our neighborhood Christmas party from 11 to 2. Get great deals and more when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Dashing to Boot Barn to get Ariat Christmas gifts. Ariat boots for him and her. It's the first gift on their list. $20 off select Ariat boots. What fun it is to unwrap the West. There's a Boot Barn tonight.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welp, times they are a-changing. I showed up at the Walmart on Black Friday, fully prepared to fist fight my way through the crowds to get the deal of a lifetime on a patio gas smoker. Y'all, they was throwing in not one, but two free propane tanks with any purchase. With that kind of deal, I just knew I was gonna have to open up several cans of whoop butt. But I got there, and there wasn't even hardly nobody there. Heck, I was actually kind of disappointed because getting violent in the camping department of Walmart has become my post-Thanksgiving tradition. But this year, there was no butt to whoop. And because of my past, the security guard was following me, so I just asked him, where in the pray tell is everybody? And he told me that now everybody does their shopping on the online. I still itching to start something, though, so I on purpose lit up a cigarette in the home and garden section. Then I said happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas, and no one even blinked an eye. I may not have been able to incite violence, but I did get not one, but two free propane tanks shipped smack dab to my front door. The miracle of Christmas.
I think Menthol Meredith has a propane-powered cigarette lighter.
I love her.
She's a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
David Blackman was unable to join us yesterday, but his blog at dbdailyupdate.com really calls out the Democrats, the party that's always lecturing us on diversity and on, you know, you're all racist and blah, 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 blah. So Kamala Harris literally earned her way out of the competition. So who's left in that diverse, not racist, Democrat field? Five old, pasty white folks.
He's young and pasty.
Hmm?
Who's young and pasty?
Pete.
Oh, okay. Well, let me quote here. In first place, somehow, even with... Did you hear the hairy leg thing?
Oh, my God, I did. My husband played it for me, and I was like, stop.
Yeah.
I did not hear the hairy leg thing.
All right. Oh, Dana, you got to listen to it. It's so creepy.
It is. It is high-definition creep show. And it's not that long, so let me just... one of my kind listeners found this. It was the Cronins in the Carolinas. Where did I put it? It's here somewhere.
I was listening while
Joe Biden video.
Here it is.
Yes, Joe Biden video.
All right, it'll take 1 second for our modern technology to catch up to the moment. And we're ready.
Here I saw that made me aware when I was in law school, proudly for Holloway, proudly for your dad, first African-American state senator in the state of Delaware.
By the way, you'll note that he's in front of a group of young African-American kids who are paying zero attention to what he's talking about.
Everything about... And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair
like what
come back up again.
I'm so confused.
And look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Roaches.
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And
God.
I tell you what, the men are now all men.
Like, probably my favorite clip of him of all time.
How many times are they going to replay that? I love when kids jump on my lap.
This is the guy that's the front runner now. So, as Mr. Black...
Maybe Bloomberg will buy it.
Points out, in first place, he calls him the unfrozen caveman senator, quid pro quo Joe Biden, a pasty white guy from either Delaware or Pennsylvania, depending on which side of the bed he happens to wake up from each day, a 77-year-old fossil from another time who brags about working with fellow pasty white segregationists during the Nixon years and thinks malarkey makes for a catchy 23 Skidoo campaign slogan that will attract millennial voters. I use that... Rich brought that, I mentioned that the other day, malarkey. I can't believe he's using that. And I said exactly that.
23
Skidoo. It's one of those old...
Such a weird dude.
We got to take a break here for traffic. Fox News is coming out. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson. in the house with us at 3:55.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. There's no questioning that they are the best radio sidekicks.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That cannot be questioned. I was going to do something here, and guess what? I forgot. I guess I'm having a Joe Biden moment. I'm going to go down and
watch the water check glisten traffic off your legs.
Yeah.
So weird.
Because
kids love touching so his weird leg hair, Dana. Ooh.
I mean, I just... And, like, where did roaches come from?
And, like, I feel like Joe Biden has, like, little chicken legs, like, little talon legs. You know what I mean? Like, little old man chicken talon legs.
There's just, I just have a lot of questions about
that. I still haven't, I played that at least half a dozen times.
Like, I threw up a little bit
of You know his campaign team is like, what the? I mean, you know, like.
They're going to make shirts.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Shut up, Joe.
After Biden, and secondly, you got Bernie Sanders, a 78-year-old pasty white guy from Vermont, a longtime Bolshevik.
Well, on the bright side, I mean, he's unlikely. I feel like he's unlikely to make it.
In third place is little princess, little princess going to take all your wampum, Elizabeth Warren, as white as the driven snow, but managed to advance herself into lucrative positions in life by lying about being a Native American.
I was going to say, she's not that white, Greg.
And that's the kind of diversity racist Democrat voters really admire. In fourth place, Preacher Pete, the very white 37-year-old mayor of a college town in Indiana who regularly polls at 0% among those racist African-American Democrat voters. And then finally, the newly insurgent Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire ex-mayor of New York City, who's even whiter and older than Creepy Joe and wants to tell you how much soda you can drink at 3:57. Let's check in with Skipper. Back after five.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we are definitely getting busier the further into the afternoon we get. The Boulevard, kind of congested from the Wetumpka Highway over to the Atlanta Highway. East and East South Boulevard, some congestion there. Taylor Road, a little busy. Madison Avenue to Atlanta Highway, outbound from downtown. A lot of cars on the road there. I-65 and 85 doing a good bit of business through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents anywhere. Keep it right here. We will keep you updated on the ride home. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125.